USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia.
Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that, and he thinks it was a very good day. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Much like his lawyer Rudy Giuliani tried to explain on Sunday talk shows, President Trump says in an interview with Reuters he's wary that if he's interviewed under oath by the special counsel's team in the Russia investigation, his words will be compared with testimony from others, and any differences would be used to bring perjury charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A Colorado man now formally charged for the murders of his pregnant wife and their two young daughters.
3 counts of murder in the first degree after deliberation. 1 count naming Shanann Watts. 1 count naming Bella, 1 count naming Celeste.
That's Weld County District Attorney Michael Rourke, who says Chris Watts also faces charges of unlawful termination of a pregnancy and tampering with a body. Watts claims he did kill Shannon Watts, but says he only did so after she killed the two little girls. Voters heading to the polls for primaries in Alaska and Wyoming today. In Alaska, there are races for the GOP nomination for governor and a Democratic contest for a U.S. House seat. In Wyoming, the GOP governor's nomination is up for grabs, along with a Republican U.S. Senate nomination. First Lady Melania Trump will be heading to Africa this fall for her first big solo trip. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by 3 now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying that 2 private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official, the Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.